TikTok hair trends amass hundreds of millions of views every single day, from hashtag hair oil to hair cycling. There's a lot of information out there. Some is good, some is bad. So how do you tell the good advice from the bad? Well, we've decided to ask the expert, and I'm joined now by trichologist Carol Johnson from the Universal Hair Clinic to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks,
Jennifer,
for coming in, Carol.
You're very welcome.
Can I first ask you, what does it mean to be a trichologist?
It is great. I'm one a long time, but it's basically what a trichologist is somebody qualified in clinical trichology to diagnose and treat diseases and disorders of human hair and scalp.
Okay, in a nutshell, deadly. Now, there's a lot of advice out there at the moment, whether that be from Instagram or TikTok or YouTube or whatever. Are you seeing problems arising in your clinic from people taking ridiculous hair advice online?
Yeah, a little bit. Some of it is good. So oils in general are good.
Okay.
Right? Smooth out the cuticle, stop breakage, give shine. I'm a bit of a lover of taking in things inside because it's difficult for hair to absorb nutrients. But if your blood is good and it's feeding the dermal papilla and the follicles inside that, it's going to absorb it better that way. Okay.
So you're saying supplements and food and all that?
Food is the best source.
God, what food is good for your hair?
Protein. You know, your hair is largely protein.
Yeah.
From looking at some of the TikTok things, I was trying to kind of familiarise myself because I don't do it, but I've teenagers. Mm-hmm. So I've a teenage daughter. I've gone into the kitchen and found the rosemary plant looking like a stick on the windowsill.
That's one trend.
Stagnant rice water. Yeah, so she does all of that, you know. Some of it's good. Some of it's good. But for example, rice water, if you had the stomach to drink it, is great for you. It's good to get it on the inside, right? If you've dry hair or dry scalp, it's high starch. So you're going to dry it out more. Rosemary oil, yeah, on the outer cuticle, the outside of your hair, rubbing it into your scalp. Some people can be highly allergic to things, even nut oils.
Okay. So you're fan of some oils, but it just, you know what you're doing with that. Can we talk about putting egg whites in your hair? This was another trend.
Yeah.
Is there any benefit to that?
Any benefit? Eat it. Again, I'm going to say eat it.
Okay.
If you leave an egg, right, and here's the thing. Somebody hit me with an egg years ago around Halloween time. I was out cycling. It took me forever to try and get the egg out my trainer.
Yeah.
Right. Now imagine putting it on your hair and leaving it. You're going to get hard hair, difficult to wash it out. If your hair is already dry, you'll break it easily. Some people have allergic reactions to eggs. I'm a believer in eating the things. You will smoothen out the outer cuticle, but don't leave it on too long.
Okay.
That's the tip. And then a pregnant woman, of course, no.
Absolutely.
Raw
not.
Eggs, salmonella, stuff like that.
Can we talk about split ends? That old chestnut. One TikToker says all you can do is cut them off. Is that true?
I would tend to agree, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll blunt the end and that'll stop the split end travelling up and giving mid-shaft breakage.
Okay. Have you heard of hair cycling? So this is the idea that you alternate your hair products so that you use a clarifying shampoo once a week, but then the rest of the time you might use hydrating shampoos.
Yeah.
Do you need to change your shampoo every couple of days, do you think?
It's not necessary if you don't do a lot with your hair.
Okay.
Okay? And you have dandruff, for example, you'd say, well, this works because it's full of peroxynolamine or something, right? But if you're colouring your hair or you're doing different things or you're concerned with hair loss, then yes, because you'll get hair loss shampoos that will say, this is for hair loss. They may have lots of things like fillers, silicones, and that's coating your hair all the time. So you're never really cleaning your scalp. And a healthy scalp is healthy hair. So the scalp that respires. So therefore, good to do it.
Okay.
Right, in certain...
That's good to know.
Yeah.
What about not washing your hair so often? I mean, how often should we be washing our hair?
Again, depends. If you exercise a lot, wash your hair more. So we'd say a person that's doing running, like a man that's maybe losing his hair, he's high testosterone, he's excreting that from his sebaceous gland when he's running. So... the byproduct of that is DHT. That's been found as the culprit in pattern hair loss. So you're excreting it when you perspire,
okay,
when you sweat. So therefore, wash the hair more. Average, I tend to stick somewhere between 3 to 4 a week.
Wow.
And if you've got a really itchy scalp, you should be doing it more.
Okay, because a healthy scalp is healthy hair. Okay.
And just coming back to the oils again, you can overload things like dandruff with oil and dandruff will feed off excess oil. So... just okay. important to mention some people with things like that.
Yeah, you mentioned rice water there because we've seen, like, friend of Joe Grania Gallien, a model, has spoken on this program about she ended up with maggots in her hair from trying this trend.
Yeah,
and it was washing your hair in rice water.
Yes,
is there benefit to doing that particular thing? If you can stomach maggots?
Well, you know, flies will lay eggs on hot stagnant water if it's lying around too long. I don't like too much starch in water, right? But there is nutrients. There's a lot of nutrients in it. Rainwater has nutrients in it as well. So as a finishing, when you've already washed your hair with regular water, warm water, not too hot, it isn't, it's a good thing because you'll smooth out the outer cuticle.
Yeah.
Okay. But don't leave the water then sitting in something in the bathroom for days, or possibly you'll get larvae.
Do you spend a lot of money on your hair, like in terms of products? Like, do you invest in a good product, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I work in a hair clinic.
Yeah,
I'm a bit, anything that's near me.
Really? Because I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to those things. Yeah. And I do feel they smell better, they last longer. I do feel my hair is better if I go for a more expensive product than maybe something on the shelf in Tesco. Do you know what I mean?
Well, to be careful not mentioning brands, but I would tend to say whatever works for you. But if you like a volumizing shampoo or one that's full of sodium lauryl ether, parabens, nice fragrances, take a nice cleaning out one then, one day of the week.
Okay.
Right? So a nice clarifying. Just clean off the stuff.
Okay.
Even if you don't think, I'm not really too keen on my hair with that, well, then follow it with the other shampoo. Do a double one that day. But don't just stick to the same one, or you will get build up and...
What I found, just even since doing the show, we've had many conversations on hair loss and people, and a lot of young people losing their hair. Have you any advice for taking care of what you have?
Taking care of what you have, yeah. What you plug into the wall can be the biggest assaulting thing on your hair. Hair straighteners, I am not into them at all. I've seen chemical straightened hair going really wrong. Mm-hmm. So they're the things that are the worst. Your hair is growing between, say, 6 and 8 years in the anagen phase. And if you think of the longevity of a human being, it's growing at its best, without a doubt, when you're younger. Right? So look after it. If you're losing it, see somebody like me, see a trichologist and see what's going on. There's lots of different reasons. Hair extensions, I'm seeing a lot of traction alopecia in young women, particularly from those.
Yeah, and it's so common, isn't it?
But they're like not happy without them.
They're not happy without them.
Very difficult.
Somebody just texted in saying, Jen, I lost a lot of hair after having my baby, but 24 months later, I still have very high peaks on the side and I'm conscious if I wear my hair up. Any advice on that?
Hormone related, probably. Frontal lateral recede. It can be a feature in a family without it doing any more than that. The pill can be helpful. Talk to your GP, talk to a gynecologist. That can be a thing with estrogen. It might balance out the male hormones. Okay. That. But after a baby within postpartum effluvium, within 12 months, should self-correct. Check your blood.
Yeah, get your bloods checked. We were talking about that earlier on. What about dry shampoo? Are you a fan of that?
Not all the time. It's particularly if it stops you washing your hair and dropping down to once a week or twice a week, which people will tend to do if they get to like it. So I have to say no.
No, okay. I like it. I like that you said that. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the dry shampoo. Yeah. Somebody said I got a hair transplant a year ago. Is there anything I should be doing in particular to keep it healthy?
Well, that hair is going to grow all day, right? Because it's taken from an area where DHD doesn't affect, I'm presuming, the donor region or follicular unit. What can you do? Laser. Something with minoxidil to keep the hair healthy.
Okay.
DHT blocker, anagen prolonger.
Okay, wow.
That's what works. Yeah.
Where can people get in touch with you if they've any queries about their own hair? Can they get in touch with the clinic?
Yeah, they can. Universal Hair Clinic. We're on Georgia Street, opposite the George Pub there. We're there since the 50s.
And I'm
there. I'm not there since the 50s.
No. Yeah, it's amazing. It's been there for so long, yeah. And you know, it's so interesting. And I never suffer. Or if you have any queries, go and give them an email and get advice, especially with the hair loss thing, because there are things that you can do. Carol, that was great stuff. There we go. That was Carol Johnson.
Thanks,
certified trichologist at Universal Hair and Scalp Clinic. They are online, and you can find them opposite the George there in Dublin too. And thanks for coming in and sharing your professional and personal
Anytime.
Experience. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.